We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Barrere. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start talking about your conference opener on Thursday, maybe talk to us a little bit about how camp has gone for your team and how you're feeling about your group headed into Thursday night.
Really excited that it's over. We got one more helmet practice tomorrow. It's gone well. Haven't had any obstacles in the way. Stayed healthy and fought through some of the hot weather, but everything's been on point.
Playing a conference game to start your season, is that something that you like? Is it extra motivation for your players, and how have you addressed it with your guys?
I think you faced the game on your schedule each year. So, you know, Coach Tony has got to go to Vanderbilt. We have the opportunity to play a league game. You got to play it at some point over those 12 weeks. So why not week one?
Talked to Coach Fleming a little bit earlier, and he talked about the great battles that your two teams have had over the years. And there have been some last minute, some exciting finishes. What concerned you most about Rhode Island, and what have you enjoyed most about the matchups with them?
Well, you know, they're coming off, maybe their best season in the last few years. Good football team, have veterans at a lot of positions, certainly bring back a veteran quarterback, play physical football, have a lot of their D-line back. They play excited football last year. And, you know, you look at last year and you say, okay, you know, how do you game plan and stuff? And you really don't know. There's little changes that each team will do, but I'm impressed with how they played last year overall. And, you know, we're just looking forward to, you know, playing Stony Brook football and not worrying about the past and moving to the present.
Questions more from Michael Anderson. Go ahead, Michael.
How are you, Coach? Good to hear from you again. So I figured I would start you off with asking you one final time about the quarterback position. Do you know who's what the plan is with quarterback? Are you going to go with one? Are you going to go with two? Who's the starter? Just give me a rundown on that.
Sure. I listed it on my two deep as Josh Samada, Darren Bryden, with Drew Gutierrez as the number two. And we've had and this is not a cop out. We've had a tremendous battle since last February 1st. And, you know, I won't go as far as saying three are going to play, but I definitely think you're going to see two in the game at times. And has nothing to do with packages. Has to do with, I think we have good players there. And I've got confidence in a lot of them. So I'll let you know when I make the decision. If you want to hit me up about 6:59, I'll tell you.
Sure, I'll be there. Do you mind if I ask a follow-up?
No, sure.
Okay, sure. So you guys were just talking about Rhode Island. You've had a lot of success against Rhode Island in this program. I believe you guys are 7-1 all time. You know, you just barely lost to them in overtime last year. They're ranked coming into this year, according to a couple of polls, I think 22nd and 24th, depending on which one you follow. Just how exciting is it to open the season at home against a ranked opponent? And what do you think you guys have to do to beat them this time around?
Yes. First of all, I think they're worthy of that ranking. I think they come off a 7-4 season with a big win at UMass and played each and every game competitively last year. Even their losses were very close losses. So I think from our perspective, we got a little bit of a sour taste in the mouth how we lost on the fourth down from the one, but they deserved the win. They won. They played a full four quarters and a full overtime, and we didn't. So I think that has added a little bit. And the message has been since February is when the schedule came out and we found out Rhode Island was our opening opponent and we have a bye week in week two. It was very simple to focus on one opponent and only one opponent. So excited about them being here, excited about not having to be on the road. But Coach Fleming will have them prepared, real good coach, and he'll have them excited to play, I'm sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
You got it.
Chuck, while the quarterback question may still be up in the air, you've got a veteran running back in Tyson Lawton, who's gotten a lot of attention. How much does it help to have a veteran back to maybe take a little pressure off that quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Rob, that's certainly our our focus point will be to stop the run and establish a running attack. So I do believe that's an important process. And Tyson has had a real nice camp. We've got other guys in the backfield surrounding him that we're excited about also. But at the end of the day, in the CAA, you got to be able to balance your attack and be able to throw the football. And that's why I'm really excited about our quarterback situation. They've given us a lot of opportunity to move past some of the things and really develop this program into something different offensively. So I'm excited about them and all three of them.
Talk about that. Then you obviously also excited about your receiver group. Who are some guys that have really looked good in camp on that side?
Yeah, we've had an interesting thing. We've moved a couple of established running backs to wide receiver. We've got a couple of young kids that came into the program, and we have enough veterans at all positions. It's the deepest we've ever been at that position, and they've stayed healthy through winter, spring, and August. So I think we can be a little different there with numbers and our ability to attack people.
Got a follow-up from Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
So I should have asked you this about a week ago when I saw you last, but your offensive line has two new starters on it. You did say that Nico Papik was going to be the other tackle. So who is going to be the center coming into this year now that Anthony Catapano is gone?
Yeah, it'll be probably Larry Ross at center as I look at it right now and how we've practiced.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
A question from Kevin Mayer. Go ahead, Kevin.
Chuck, riding with two quarterbacks sometimes can't be easy. How will you know when to make the move, when to make the switch, if one guy's riding a hot hand or you need a spark? How are you going to balance that?
Well, you know, and, you know, Kevin, you had mentioned when we saw each other in person, does it mean you don't have a good situation and you're scared to pick? And I really believe that after doing this for a long time, there's some things that are instinctively. And I think if you make the quarterback decision based on practice, it could be misleading. I've done that before in my career when I had a tight battle and it wasn't necessarily the right decision. So, you know, I think I'm playing this out. It's a league game. I think we can win with all three. My feeling is, and this is a true statement, we have rotated those three guys evenly since February 1st, whether it's been a walkthrough rep, a question in the meeting, or practice reps in spring. And today was the same thing. And so I think we have three prepared quarterbacks. And maybe I'll just close my eyes and say, go in number.
We've spent a lot of time talking offensive on your offense. Let's talk a little bit about your defense and who's looked good on that side of the ball in camp.
Yeah, I think our core linebackers and our interior people are the strength of our defense. I think we're real strong up the middle. I think when you add in our field rover, so our three linebackers and four interior kids, we got about probably 10 or 12 kids are going to rotate evenly, to be honest with you. We took some transfers. We had some depth in the program. They've stayed healthy. They've earned opportunities. So I think unlike past years where we're in the fourth quarter, which I attributed to some of our early season losses last year, and Reggie Demanche and Tyler King played every rep and also special teams, we're not going to have to do that. Same thing with our interior line. So I think we're going to be fresher come fourth quarters, and I think that's hopefully going to help us win games in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'll let you go. Keys to success for your team on Thursday night, and what would you like to see out of your group?
I think just like everybody else, come out with an energy level, correct energy level and a focus. You know, play in the moment. We've got a lot of veterans. I've heard all the coaches talk about it. We've got a lot of veterans. We've got 25 fifth to sixth year kids who have played a lot of football, use their leadership. As coaches, stay out of their way and let them play football. I think that's probably the biggest thing. I think we've done a good job not to over game plan. We've tend to do that as coaches. We've really backed off and say, you know, what we're good at, let's use, and stay out of the kids' way and let them play football.
All right, Chuck, thanks very much for your time today and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it.
All right.